Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Positive suffering. Now, what do I mean by this title? Well, as Peter explains, the suffering, as he's explained, is normal. It's not odd at all. We mustn't think it's strange, he says. But there's far more to what he wants to say than this sort of negative, don't think of it as strange or something odd. There's a positive aspect to suffering. Now, this takes us to the heart of the kingdom, Christ's kingdom. Christ said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." And there's far more in that than may appear on the surface. Christ's kingdom, Christ's reign, Christ's rule, Christ's governance, Christ is a totally different king. A totally different kingdom to the kingdoms of this world. For a start, the people in the West today, take citizens of the UK, for example, well, we have a constitutional monarch. The Americans have a president. But back in Christ's day, when he was talking about the kingdom, and when the apostles were talking about the kingdom, they were living under tyrants. It was more like Adolf Hitler, or Mao Zedong, or, you know, these tyrants, Stalin and so on. But Christ said, "My kingdom is not like theirs. My kingdom is utterly different. The first shall be last. The weak shall be strong. The small shall be great. Persecution means happiness," and so on. Now look at what he says here. "My kingdom," this is what Peter is saying, Christ is saying through Peter here, "My kingdom is not like the kingdoms of this world. It's not like the culture of today. We do all we can to get rid of suffering. We don't like suffering. We don't like pain. We don't like disappointment. We don't like setback. It's got to be one long sunshine day." No, for the believer, sufferings are not strange or odd, but it's far more. Listen, verse 13. "But rejoice." Not only just don't count it odd, but... what a word, "but rejoice." And then look at these words coming now. "Rejoice" in verse 13. And then we get things like "overjoyed" and "glory" and "the Spirit of God" and "blessed." Now, this is what he's saying here. Rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted, and there's suffering, because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, truly happy, truly exalted, truly lifted up. Because for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. The sufferings of Christ, what is this? It's not Christ's atoning sacrifice, but the shame that he took. He said, "If they treated me like this, they'll treat you like it." And so we're in one with Christ in every way. We die with him, we live with him, we rise with him. We're coming again with him. We're seated with him. And Peter is saying, this is the experience now. This is the way to look at your sufferings. As long, of course, as long as you're participating in the sufferings of Christ. As long as you're being insulted because of the name of Christ. If it's because of your separation from the world, you're standing for the gospel, you're confronting men with Christ, because you make a stand about the gospel, then you will suffer. Then rejoice, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Of course, if you're courting trouble and looking for it and deserving it, then there'll be no joy in that. No. But where is this joy to be found? At the coming of Christ. Verse 13 is very clear. "You may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." The coming, last day. The resurrection, the judgment, and then the eternal kingdom in all its fullness. What positives? Rejoicing in insults, glorying in sufferings, all for Christ, all for the name of Christ, all in the work of Christ. This brings the utmost happiness. Small is great, weak is strong, shame is glory, rejected is to be accepted. That's Christ's kingdom. "My kingdom is not of this world." Oh, my brothers, and sisters. This is full of teaching for us today, how we need to recover this kingdom principle, not of the world, separate from the world, different to the world, different values, different praises, different parts, different prizes. Happiness is in suffering for Christ. Glory has been insulted for his name's sake. We have the Spirit of God and eternal glory to come. Think of that. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we have the right attitude. I want it. The right attitude to anything that we have to go through for the sake of Christ. It is a glory upon us. Let us wear it as a badge today for the glory of Christ. Amen.